to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Yebo.
Yeah.
Sleepless nights.
I thought you have something to say. Say it.
Me. Oh, really?
Me.
Yes.
Oh, Phil didn't wish me happy birthday, guys.
You didn't do the strip club party.
Yes, we thought we were going to go to a strip club.
Like,
so if you don't mind us,
my outfit was ready.
The promoters, they were giving us funny stories. You know what I mean? I must actually go to the strip. Actually, the one time I emceed, or not emceed, hosted at the strip club was via this guy, Tseho.
Yeah.
Right here. You know, so I must maybe go back to that strip club, because the strip club I wanted to do it at, they were giving us long stories.
Oh, so you were trying to get paid.
No, I wasn't trying to get paid.
Oh.
I needed my lineup to get paid, though.
Oh,
what's wrong with getting paid on your birthday?
No, I didn't say there's anything wrong with
it. Yeah, what the hell? If any opportunity you can get to make money, make that money.
Make that coin.
I used to do it. Yeah, be on a hosting tour for my birthday.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
You know, your celebration is an opportunity to actually get some coins if we can.
Okay, so can someone book me somewhere? Something.
I just really wanted that party to happen.
Yeah.
Were you ready? Outfit and everything.
Lalela.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, dear Shami. Happy birthday to you.
Oh my God.
This is so cute.
This is so adorable. Oh, make a wish. Money for everyone in this room. Millions and millions and billions and gazillions for everybody in this room.
Yes.
We love that.
I receive
that.
Thank you, guys. Oh, that's lovely.
So cute.
Thank you.
So, who's welcome?
The girls, the gays, the thems, the theys, and the straight men, if they behave. Because sometimes you guys really do be. Sometimes I let the straight men in, but now they be misbehaving. I see the comments and I'm like, you guys need to get back in line.
What are they saying?
Yeah, man, but they do behave. Like, I bumped into a guy. There was an incident that happened a few years ago. I was at an event and I bumped into, what's her name? Ravel Hulisani.
Yes.
And she did something very weird that you don't get people doing in the industry a lot, right? So she sees me, I see her, so we come close to, you know, to do the usual industry thing of, oh, hi, how you doing, whatever, right? So I walk up to her, she walks up to me, and then, you know, she holds me and she says, how are you? I'm like, oh, I'm good. You know, the typical, you know, typical industry thing. And she's like, how's your heart?
Oh. You're like, damn, no one asked.
First of all, I'm like, what does that mean? No, before it hits, but that is such a nice thing and such a, it's also about, what does that mean kind of thing, you know what I mean? And it's like, no. How's your heart? You know, so what happened this Friday, I think it was Friday, was something similar. I bumped into some guy called, I think his name is Anele, you know, who just out of the blue in a bar, just decided to greet me by just saying that, you know, just by affirming, you know, instead of just saying hi, whatever, just getting, you know, just some good words. I can't remember them exactly, but it was like beautiful words, like something along the lines of, you know, I wish you everything that you want in life, kind of thing. You know, those kind of thing where a stranger comes to you and just gives showers you with love, not wanting anything in return. And I was like, wow, that is so nice, you know, that we still have in an era or age now where being vile and being negative is celebrated on the cyber streets, you know, on the Twitter streets and the TikTok streets.
Yep.
It seems like the currency is just to be nasty. You know, to have a moment where a stranger just chooses just to affirm another person and say, I wish you nothing but the best.
That's lovely.
How are you? You know, beautiful. And I was like, oh, you were raised so well. I was like, oh, I'm going to cry now. Can I get a boo? So I just wanted to share that. That's what because I thought it was just so beautiful given the time that we live in where people feed off of making other people look miserable or feel miserable. You know, there are people who genuinely wake up every morning hoping that they can ruin somebody else's day.
Yeah.
We see it every day. That some of them even boast about it. I mean, there's a tweet that I have. We're going to put it on screen here. I will share it with Mohau that I've kept. I don't know why I kept that tweet, where somebody's like, my job on this app is to wake up and hate Phil Mpela.
Wow. Get a fucking life.
It's a full tweet in Jade. Something along those lines. But basically what the person is saying is that all I want to do on this app is just to hate Phil Mpela.
Boo you.
Kind of thing, you know. So when I say that people generally do wake up in the morning hating on other people, it's something that I know for a fact because I have proof of it. Mm. But yeah, anyway, I'm getting so morbid.
Right? Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
No, that's the vibe.
Yeah.
Always. But let's focus on the love. Yeah, you know? Nice things that people had said to you. That's actually lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
And also, take this opportunity to show a random person love. You never know, how much you could impact someone's day, and you don't even know what Londi is going through. But if you just say, hi, I really like your outfit or whatever. I love giving random people compliments because, number one, I mean it. And then number two, you never know that might change someone's whole mood.
Yeah.
You know, it's just showing someone kindness. Like in terms of my birthday, my boyfriend threw me like a surprise braai. And I was taking videos of everyone and I was like, say your name and what's your favorite thing is about me. And my mom was like, do you notice how everyone mentions the word kind? You know what I mean? Like you're clearly doing something right because that's the common theme. And I'm like, oh, I love that. I love to be known as a kind person. So,
But also don't ever feel afraid. This is something that I've learned as I've gotten older. Don't ever feel afraid to call some of these people out when they are out of pocket, you know what I mean? Like the person that you don't want to talk about. Like when I saw that, I was like, freaking hell, you know, to respond to.
Who's that?
That I don't want to talk about.
Let me just finish. To respond sometimes is to give some of these people validation. Oh my God, I got his attention. Her attention, right? You don't want to respond sometimes. But sometimes I feel like you just need to put people in their place. And let them know that
to be messed with.
You have that much power, kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, if we were to talk about that, I would have easily said that, look, I don't have... If a hobo calls you talentless, how are you supposed to respond to that? What am I supposed to respond to that? Because if I respond and say, oh, no, I've done this and this and this and this and this, I look like I'm bragging. You know what I mean?
So what is the stance? Because, you know, like... Remember that time I was going through the most on socials for being dragged, I guess. And then I responded and Londi was like, I hate that you responded. You shouldn't have responded. No. And now you're saying that like sometimes you do need to respond to people like... Because sometimes when you're trying to show people that they don't have that power, they think because you're responding that they have that power. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That like I'm so moved by what you are saying that I responded to it.
Let me tell you.
Is always better
Silence is always better, but let me tell you how. Where like you respond, thank you very much. Where you respond and how you respond matters.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like for instance, that tweet, if I had responded to it on Twitter, where he's got a lot of cheers and cheer squads and whatever, it would not achieve anything but just, you know, make open his day, make his numbers nonsense. And all of that shit, right?
Haters.
Now I'm sitting on my own show where I've got control.
Yeah.
You understand? Where I can say whatever I want with my own audience, with the people that I know.
Yeah. Back you.
Know my heart. It's not even backing me, but they know my heart. And they know where I stand, kind of thing, you know. So I don't have anything to prove to them. So now I sit in a position of power where I can respond to that person on my own terms.
But who's this person that needs a response? What are we talking about? What's the tweet?
It's in the group. spicy London.
Okay, fine. That Musa Kawala boy, let's just say it. You know, I don't want to give... No, the thing is that I don't want to give him that because that's what he wants. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day... the obsession has to stop, though, at some point.
Obsession with?
With my name, though. I don't know about Jamie. No, honestly.
Are you guys beefing?
No, but you know why it bothers me? It doesn't... And it's not necessarily about him. You understand? It's this perpetual thing that happens within the LGBTQI queer spaces, right? Especially with black men within that space, of always wanting to take somebody down. Like, they're so vile. Everything about that community, it's about negativity. You know, when somebody's in a relationship, they're waiting for that relationship to end. Ooh. And they will go into these groups on Facebook and whatever to celebrate that that relationship has ended. When a queer person is doing well within the entertainment space, within the industry and stuff like that, they are the first one to go try and find something negative, something nasty to say about that person. And it bothers me because it creates this perception in young people that are coming to the industry that for you to be noticed, whatever, you need to be that.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Guys, being there's certain things that work for certain people. You understand? Nastiness, whatever, worked for Joan Rivers at a certain point. At a certain point, it didn't work anymore. Wendy Williams was Wendy Williams for a moment, and there will never be another Wendy Williams. So the traits that you guys like from people like that and think that you can apply it in everyday life and continue with them aren't working anymore. And now it just goes to show just how you as a person are just a vile, disgusting human being who has nothing better in their life but to look at other people's lives and want to chip at that, you know, their greatness or chip at their joy just to make yourself feel good. So that's why it bothers me. You understand? I couldn't care less about a jailbait. Like, honestly, I could not care less. Who are you getting? You're getting 500,000 views on Twitter. Elon doesn't pay that much. If people are telling you that Elon is paying, they're lying to you. The most that you'll make from Elon, like, it's like 3,000, 2,000, whatever. Those are the kind of monies that they're making on Elon, right? So chasing those numbers on Elon by denigrating other people, for me, is stupidity. Understand? And number two, I've been in this industry for almost 20 years and I know this for a fact. Gossip doesn't pay. You understand? Any gossip content, wherever it's a blog, whatever, the only money that you're going to make is by blackmailing people. People paying you not to put up stories. And that does not happen every month and does not happen all the time. So you cannot sustain a livelihood doing that. The reason why I've been able to do what I do and do it for as long as I have is because from the word go, when I started off as a blogger, I was like, not that I was even interested in people's lives. Like, that was like, this is not how you build a career. This is not how you build a name. Yeah. And that's why I've been able to be in the industry for this long. That's why I still live in the same house for 7 years in one of the most exclusive suburbs in Joburg. And I can afford to pay for it. And I can afford to pay for it. Sometimes people think that just because you're not splashing on in Instagram, you are struggling. Some of us choose to live within our means. I don't want to put myself under pressure. You know, it saddens me when I look at these content creators, right? Who are popping up and next thing you know, they're going to buy a BMW. They're moving to Sensen. You understand? Yeah. And good for them. Let them do what they want to do, right? I've always been smart. I'm a village kid who came to Joburg to build a life on my own. So I've always been smart about the choices that I make in the industry and the choice that I make with the money that I make in the industry. Having a stable, comfortable home, a safe home was number one for me before anything else.
Yeah.
You understand? So just because I'm not on Instagram flashy and splashing whatever, don't assume that I'm struggling. I'm good.
I think we should change no face, no case to crush out.
Yes, it's changed very because we never have crush out of the week.
Yeah, crush out of the week. That's
okay,
cool. It.
Yeah, like, good, that's actually
literally.
Now, before we get back into the episode, we've got something really exciting to share. Surprise! Isabella Garcia is launching a before and after competition, especially for Read the Room viewers. 10 girls and 10 guys who sign up today will be randomly selected to receive a personalized cosmetic hamper tailored to their unique skincare needs and concerns. The best beauty transformation will walk away with 10,000 Rand worth of Isabella Garcia products. So if you're ready for them to bring this out the star in you, head over and sign up in the link in the caption today.
Whoop whoop whoop, yeah. Whoop. How's it going with the makeovers, guys?
It's getting, we're getting there.
Yeah.
Can you see that glow?
Take part in the competition.
Chief, I'm using it every morning and night.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, you know, apparently I look prettier. So shout out to Isabella. Yeah.
But now let's remember, girls and boys, this is your chance. You don't have to feel lost and confused and alone anymore. Complete your personalized skin analysis and receive your very own ultimate guide to beauty and 75% off gift voucher from Isabella Garcia. Based on your skin type, concerns, lifestyle, style and beauty goals, Isabella Garcia creates a personalized skincare guide featuring a customized skincare routine as well as secrets and tips to achieve flawless, beautiful skin. It's personalized, informative, and created to help you make smarter beauty choices with confidence. So simply complete your skin analysis on the link in the caption today to receive your personalized ultimate guide to beauty. And let Isabella Garcia make a star out of you. Link in our bio.
Yeah. My favorite product. It's a skin tightening. It just makes my face feel so fresh.
Yeah.
And fellas, you must remember, products work for you too.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's male not grooming. Only for girls. It's
yeah, for male grooming only. Is the future.
I love
it's
a guy good. With good skin, hey?
Yeah, man.
It's mandatory.
He smells great, good skin. I always tell my brothers, like, you're not going to get the hands.
Yeah.
Do you have a crush out?
Me?
No.
Crash out? No, I don't have a crash out. I'm very happy right now. I'm very blessed. I know I came with the crash outs, you know, multiple times.
But it's
times,
fine.
But it's fine. Yeah. Phil has officially
had his first crash out.
Boom, 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 boom. Finally, because you always say, we always like me and Londi crash out sometimes, but you haven't had one.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is that I feel like sometimes, you know, I was talking to somebody about our show the other day and she was like, oh, because, you know, people have a perception of the network. So a lot of people have not seen our show, but they think they know
already
our show.
Hate it. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she was talking about our show and she's like,
it's like my
no,
show.
But you guys are, I'm like, no, but you haven't watched our show, you know? Yeah. And but the one thing that I took from what she was saying, that we could do better by using our platform to say the things that will uplift our communities, whatever community that is.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? And I thought about that. So when I saw that tweet and I thought about how I was going to respond to it, I was like, instead of me just going, blah, whatever, I will use that moment to also educate and impart some message that if there's a kid sitting there watching us, you know, thinking that that behavior is okay, they need to know that it's not. You understand? So the crash out or the response should just be a frivolous thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, what were you doing? Why are you dressed like that?
Anyway, don't like come me. For me. Don't come for me. Yeah. Isn't like this me our today. Normal attire here at this podcast? I'm trying to join the crew. You're always in military, chamisos and hoodies. Like, I'm just trying to be comfortable. But like, guys, I was driving today. Yeah. So I actually almost didn't make it to work. But hey.
This is work, by the way.
Rock on.
It's fun, but it's
so,
work.
So cool. I wish I had a new hairstyle today and a fabulous outfit, but unfortunately, you know, we plan.
Yeah. And thank you for respecting us. Tomorrow is a holiday, guys. You could have just said, you know what?
And it's my June 16th year tomorrow. As EU.
You came all the way from Durban. Yes.
I'm 34. Isn't the cutoff 35?
Yes, to be considered
youth.
Yes.
No. Oh my God. So it's your last year. Bye-bye.
Is it next year, right? I can still 35.
Yeah,
still
you can still milk it. You can still milk it.
Come on, guys.
I can still rock with the kids.
Yeah.
I'm also getting there.
No, you're very far, Shams.
Technically, but I feel like, okay, now I'm getting older. 28, I'm like,
yo, you're so young.
I'm like, damn, I'm really getting older. Way.
Speaking of the holiday tomorrow, June 16th, how do you have the trailer? Today, was it today? Yeah, today I received a press release for this new film done by Tebogo Malope. Awesome, beautiful. I love him as a director. He's worked with Abo J. Cole and even Obama. He did something with Apple for Obama, President Barack Obama.
Is this a local?
A local film? Boy from that. Yeah, Tebo. So this is a local film set in Tefloop in the 80s, and it's sort of like student struggle. You know, South African students, you know, do you know the student uprising of 1976 and whatever? But this is what happened in Tefloop in the 80s. And it's got some beautiful cast in there. And Thati Moshesh is in the film. What I love is that the kids that they got to play these iconic figures, like Anele Nene plays Steve Biko, and he looks so much like him.
Crazy.
It looks so much like him. Konet Mamabolo, who was Tibo's on Skeem Saam, plays Peter Mokaba, you know. Mm. So very historically relevant film because we talk a lot about how our entertainment industry right now is just showing us sex and violence, you know what I mean?
The polygamist.
Yeah. So yeah, so this is the trailer, ladies. If we are ready, can we just cue it?
You are going to stone and you are going to arrest. Am I making myself clear? The army is here. What happened to this place?
For the Grand Sage, we have to go back.
If you want to dismantle the system, you must first understand the legal scaffolding that holds it in place.
Like this reverse thing they did.
Mm-hmm.
What we are getting here is not education with the army present.
Now, the grave opens its mouth.
I just came to get that.
This is war.
When are we paying? What's our cookie show?
Penis! Go against the state, can't be a hero. Because this is what will happen to law.
The state accuses us of siding not only with students, but with terrorists.
Torture.
Gotta sell out.
What is management doing to support the students' call for your withdrawal?
No man, no matter how many tankers he has, will reverse the course of events. Today we say it starts with liberating the mind of the student.
Then, June 12, 1986.
Yeah. Wow. So is this gonna be our new Sarafina?
This trailer? Fire. Yeah.
I'm sold.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that that's gonna be our new Sarafina because I think we need triggering.
Yeah.
We need something fresh.
Tomorrow again, Sarafina.
Yeah. And I love that language wise. I love that you know, our industry is very Guni and whatever. So I love seeing other languages being incorporated in our mainstream media.
Oh yes.
Media stuff. So this is our shot, I believe, also in Limpopo and
beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I'm looking for. When is it dropping?
It's actually in cinemas right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Yeah, because it dropped on the 12th of June.
Yeah, let's watch together.
It's going to movie day.
Yeah.
Actually, I was talking to the team that I think we need to organize a viewing with the roomies.
Prestige in the cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah, and tomorrow it's a holiday. So if you've got time, guys, go support this film. Go watch it. It's at Stay Clinical. Check where it's available close to you. And I think. Act like this for us, it's very important that we support it because, I mean, a local cinema when it comes to our local films.
Yeah.
Yeah. People I don't know are not paying money.
But they are paying money to watch other things because Michael right now is probably has gotten to about maybe 30 million.
Yeah.
Grand
crazy numbers.
Way cinemas. Better than yeah, they expected. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But also that happens because of screen allocation as well, right?
Okay.
So the distributors, so like cinemas like your, what is it called? Nouveau, whatever. And Stay Clinical have to allocate screens to films, right?
Okay.
So the more screens you're allocated, the more money you're likely to make,
okay.
Right? But also they don't want to take the risk of giving a film 100 screens.
When you don't know if it's
and then those theaters are empty and nobody's there. You, so get what I'm saying? They lose
how
money.
How many screens do you think this probably has?
I would say probably under, probably 20 something.
Okay.
So, but yeah, here's what happens sometimes. Sometimes is that if a film is given, let's say, 20 screens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it performs very well because there's a demand for it. Then those screens can be increased.
Yes.
You know, to more so that more people can see it. And I saw a few people on Twitter were complaining that in Cape Town, I don't know where in Cape Town, they could not find a space where they are advertising them. But yeah, what do you guys think?
Beautiful. Yeah. I love it. Can't wait to watch. Mm-hmm. We need to set a date.
Yeah.
Let's go watch the movie.
Let's go watch. And don't go without us. Please.
He's going to go. Maybe he was invited
tonight.
To the opening.
Yeah, he's going to go tonight and leave
us. But I just said, I only got this today.
Oh.
I just saw I only got the press release today. I didn't even know that it had already come out because apparently it came out on the 12th. When is the 12th? When was the 12th?
2 days ago.
Three days ago. Yeah, it's the anniversary of the incident. So the actual incident that they are portraying on the thing happened on the 12th of June, 1986.
So intentional.
So the 12th of June, yeah. I think, Met Soaring. 40 years, 50 years, 80 years? Yeah, the Met there.
Something.
Yeah. Guys, we went through a lot as a country, hey?
Know, as a people, I know. That's what I'm saying. It might be triggering because, we have such a painful past as black South Africans, you know what I mean? So we need to watch the uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's a part of our story.
But do you not find that, because I struggle to watch apartheid movies now that I'm older, because it's very triggering in an angering kind of way.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm. Like maybe I'm too woke now. I'm a part of the woke generation. How could they have allowed that man to teach? Because you know, I'm in a world right now where a white man cannot say, you know, yeah, he cannot say.
I couldn't finish Winnie also.
Oh, babe.
I was so upset.
Yeah. Triggering. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We must be ready to be triggered. Mm. So we must at least go to a nice cinema where we can at least, you know, have a cocktail and cry at everything that our people went through and be merry, you know what I mean, at the end of it.
I don't know what the age restriction is on it. Because I think
what young determines an age restriction?
I think young people seeing this because they are so complacent these days.
It looks like a 16.
16, whatever.
16. For violence and language, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Not X.
16 LV.
Not X.
Please don't photograph me now, later.
Wow.
My boobs now gonna show. No, I've gained a bit of weight. I've gained a bit of weight, Bella. I'm cover and boobs. Can I just wear a jacket later? Towards the end of the show. Not now.
I'm dead. What the hell?
What else, Phil? Tell us more.
Oh, yeah. Okay. While we're still on the TV thing, sorry guys, hey, we've got a lot going on. Anelem Dodd. So it was announced that
she's my boss.
Yes, you see, she's taking the
lead. Rapid Blue.
Yes.
So Anelem Dodd's company. The production for my show is Rapid Blue.
Yes.
So Anelem Dodd's company. Carry on.
Anelem Dodd's company called Rose and Oaks, which is a company that she's had for like 9 years. She co-owns it with Frankie and the other guy, I forgot his name, somewhere. So they've acquired Rapid Blue. Now, this is huge in terms
that
Rapid Blue is actually a South African company, right? That was acquired by BBC World.
Imagine.
You understand? Worldwide. So BBC Worldwide is Strictly Come Dancing, all these BBC British shows that you were seeing that you were seeing in South Africa were through them or Fremantle. But yeah. So now the company Anele has now acquired that back to South Africa. Now they own Rapid Blue.
She's doing it.
And I learned that they've been working on the deal for like a year, and some people estimate the deal to be worth like over 1 billion. I don't know how accurate that is.
Billion.
I don't know how accurate that is. Don't quote me on that. But all I know is that, I mean, you know, they've been working on the deal for over a year. It's a huge acquisition in terms of our industry, because it means for now, you know, Anela's company has control over shows like The Masked Singer now, Strictly Come Dancing, like all these, all these properties.
That is crazy. So that's your boss.
But it shouldn't surprise you guys. Because so you know what Anela is right now? An Oscar nominated producer. Because
Oscar,
Oscar, you know the Academy Awards? She produced a film called Lone Ranger, The Lone Ranger, or something like that. And that film was nominated for an Oscar.
Wow.
That is insane.
So on her resume.
Hey guys, respect Anele.
Yeah, no, that's
respect Anele.
For anyone in the industry, that is fucking inspiring.
Yeah,
so,
no.
So congratulations to Anele. We just needed to.
Okay. This one is giving shout out.
Yeah, can she be our shout out?
This one is giving shout out.
Can she be
our
shout out?
Like, she's our shout out.
Can she be our shout out?
Yeah. She's our shout out right now.
We'll come back to this.
And it's also very inspiring. You know what I mean? You know, there are certain people that are celebrated loudly. Like, every little thing that they do in the industry is, you know, spoken about. And there are certain people that you'll be very surprised, Nje. Like, I know Anel, but I didn't even know that this was in the making, you know. So you'll be very surprised. Next thing you wake up, Harry, hey, Ulondi now owns the Mall of Watwat.
That's it. That's it. Thank you. I receive.
Working behind the scenes.
You get what I'm saying? Now get to get the next thing you know, Shamiso Multimedia, Watwat.
That's it.
When did that happen now?
And then we woke up, there was a trillionaire
in the world. Yes.
How crazy?
No, that's fire.
Yeah.
So Anele, okay, she's my shout out. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, no.
Don't ask me questions later.
Anele, a budget, hey? Season 2.
Us nice.
And also The Masked Singer now, it's in production for season 3.
Yes.
Yeah, they're shooting exciting season 3 right now. So all good things happening there in the Anele world. Shame. You know, I love it sometimes when the positive can balance the negative, because, you know, beginning of this year, PR-wise for her was not great.
Yeah.
You know, that SIU thing was really, really, really problematic.
Don't remind them.
And yeah, you know what I mean? So, hi, Bo.
Yeah, because of the Marx Singer, I was supposed to be wearing my Sompire tracks today.
Okay.
So Mizo was shooting.
Oh.
So I'll do it next Monday.
Okay. Next Monday.
Yeah, his collection is fire.
Oh, all right. So Mizo's in a killer.
I'll get you guys one. Give me sizes, ne?
Yeah.
Please. We're wearing Sompire next Monday.
Yes.
Choose a color.
I'll send Barika.
Hey! come on. Do it for my friend. I'll just buy them. Wear them.
Yes. Oh, okay. But here's the thing. When... You're going to sound like we're blasting, but we're not blasting him. I mean, he's a young guy. I want to encourage him.
Who's a young guy?
Yeah. Speaking of Thingy, like, I've been very apprehensive about supporting local business. Yes, just me. I agree with you about
Somizi. Somizi's a young guy.
You're talking about supporting Somizi, right? And in my head, that's the thing. You don't
Somizi's
listen.
Somizi's a young
listen
guy.
To me.
Okay, go.
Listen, you're speaking of supporting Somizi, right? So right now in my head, I just thought of something. Guys, how long have you been begging? In Tuana, bring us the Archer, and Tuana's not bringing the
Archer.
Like, we literally are begging to support him. We are begging to pay him money. Why is that?
Damn, so.
Asim Fonele, man. She has his number.
Fonele. Who's got his number?
Fonele, man. I'm trying to clever. Asim Lande direct. Let's get him. Now.
Okay, Zee.
Like, we've ordered these Archers, 3 months ago?
Oh,
before
man.
We even started shooting the show. This is insane.
So I was thinking of that when you're talking about supporting.
Nigga.
No, hold on. Go.
Nigga.
Hello.
We're dragging you on Read the Room because we want our Archer.
When do you guys shoot? Monday?
We're shooting right now.
Inside, G.
Oh my days.
Yeah, you're on the podcast.
Deliver, my brother.
Okay, I'm going to deliver. It's fine.
When?
Now.
When?
Thing is, I don't have stock.
Why did you say
Buy a business.
Yeah.
I kid you not. Your deliveries are on the way. I'm telling you.
Which auntie is making your Archer because she needs to speed it up?
No. She doesn't speed it up. I have to just reorder. So I'm still waiting for her. This week I'm gonna collect.
Where
are you getting the mangoes from?
Yes, because it's out of stock, out of season.
Where are you getting these mangoes from?
Okay, so here's the thing. Mangoes actually, when you do Archer, mangoes actually are needed when they are like still not
ripe,
made, like not too ripe, like while they are still coming. So all year all long in Zanini, the mangoes are always there.
Zile, you're talking long stories. You see, your WhatsApp name is Zile Archer. You put that on your WhatsApp. Where's the just
Zile
make sure
no Archer.
Zile, I'm gonna change your name to Zile no Archer. Vele.
Yeah, man.
I'm telling you guys.
3 months.
Marazila, do you understand? We've been asking you for these Archers since the first time we met at the launch of the network.
Yeah.
Come on. Oh, guys. Yeah. Okay,
meanwhile, Nina
Nidla Makunya ne Archer.
And it was
exactly.
Don't we love you, bro.
We love you. We want our Archer. We want to support you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, but no. Yeah. We're not putting on blast, but we are in a way.
Yeah.
Pull up your socks, boy.
Yeah.
Now you do a great job. Yeah.
This is accountability if I ever saw it on the podcast. Yeah. Fashion vibes.
Yes.
Already? Are we there?
Yes.
Okay, guys. You know the World Cup has been on.
Sure. I was
exciting
so
stuff. The men are hot. Jesus, my algorithm has changed. I just see soccer players every time I scroll on my Instagram. Hot? Did you see that Nigerian
the goalkeeper? Wait,
number
4. I thought Nigeria's not in the World Cup.
4D?
How is the Nigerian? How is that guy playing? Who is he playing for?
Like, why is he on my algorithm? Why is he trending?
Because Nigeria is not in the World Cup.
You know why he's trending.
Huh?
No, he is handsome. He's very good looking.
Those ones that will break your heart.
Soccer player that's trending.
Yes.
Am I confused?
Goalkeeper.
Oh.
Yeah, the picture of him.
Have you blocked men from your social since you dated? What's happening?
There was some social media, you know, soccer player stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, so I'm saying, you're talking about that dude.
Yes.
Oh.
The light-skinned Nigerian that doesn't... He looks American.
Oh, no, we talk about different things.
Yeah. And they were mocking him, saying that he looks like he's wearing a toupee. And
Oh, not that one.
You're talking about the F1.
No, we're not talking about that.
Sports show is gonna come for us. Let's leave that. I was talking about fashion. So in the world of fashion, yes. The DRC team, Congo, they landed in Houston, looking very dapper.
Okay.
In their all black suits with a touch of leopard print.
Yeah.
Did you guys see it? It was
They looked
amazing.
Yeah.
Also, I think it was the first time they've qualified since 19 what?
Yeah. Hi, these guys in the room, Jay, they don't watch soccer.
1977? No, is it a lie?
Okay,
1974.
Boys in.
1974. Yeah. They looked great, but what threw me off was the bags that looked like pillows.
Yeah. Did you guys see
is that?
That
what threw you off? I thought you were going to say, Jorge, they look like thing you come into America. You know that?
Yes, that, no, I was
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
What I, was I mean, they made their statement.
Yeah,
but did you see
great.
The pillows on the suitcases?
No, I didn't see that.
Were those bags?
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean. Yes.
Yo, that looked horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gagging, guys.
Fashion
disaster.
What's happening?
What's in there?
What's going on?
Like, you're just getting there. You're playing football. Why do you need such a big bag?
No.
But anyway, it is what it is. Our African brothers, they looked good though. But leave the bags next time. And then we also had the national team of Haiti. Their jersey was actually cancelled by FIFA.
Why?
Why?
Because it was too political. So, yeah. So apparently it was meant to represent their fight for independence in the 1800s.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. But like, I mean, sports is not...
FIFA cancelled it.
Yes, FIFA cancelled the jersey.
Oh my goodness, why? That's their story as a country.
That's a thing. But then again, you know what? This year it's very sensitive given what's happening with Iran and the US, right?
Yeah.
And the whole visa things and stuff like that. So I can understand the oversensitivity that they probably
let's just keep politics.
Because like
out
if
of
they
it.
Allow them to do this, then the Iranian team can come on the pitch with, you know, something that is against
that
America.
You know what I mean? So just to be safe.
Just to be safe.
No
just
politics
for
at
no,
all.
No. Yeah, okay. I kind of get it.
Yeah, we all get it, but like FIFA didn't get it.
FIFA didn't get it at all.
It's cancelled, but I think they could have also went for this jersey that Stella Jean designed for them to celebrate their heritage. Like, I loved this concept. This shoot, it's literally showing the fans on how they can rock the jersey without looking like football players.
Yeah.
Very stylish. I feel like this actually looks better than that other jersey that got cancelled.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
So, it's Stella Jean designed that and then did they take it?
No.
Oh, it was just like...
We're not sure what they're going to wear now. What are they going to wear now? They should just grab this one. Looks great. Ready to go?
Yeah. Okay. It's fine.
But I think this is like something similar like here in South Africa where there are these brand houses that are just designing Bafana Bafana jerseys that are not going to be worn by Bafana Bafana, but they're just, you know, part of the celebration of what's happening with the World Cup.
Like
right?
old school
Gussie flavor.
Yeah. Gussie, speaking of Gussie flavor, they actually did a tracksuit that looks like the one thingy. How was that? Clive Barker, the legend.
Okay.
His one was a Kappa one.
Yes.
Yes. So they actually did their own version of that tracksuit and it sold out in hours.
Ooh,
it's fire. I don't like the skirt, but the tracksuit is fire. Like the pants part.
Ooh, okay.
The skirt
look like an ANC thing. Yeah.
Freedom fighter. And what sneakers am I wearing it with?
No, but it's
the
hot.
The tracker's fire. I don't like the skirts.
But do we think Kappa should now bring back that other one Clive Barker wore? Back in the day?
They can, but not now. Because if they're doing it now, Cassie Flavor's already suffered enough. Because
with
of old school. Can they get these
I'm glad
just,
for them. Like,
can they
this
just
is their
give,
moment.
Yeah, let them have a moment in Yananji, guys, to enjoy this sales and whatever. Then if Kappa wants to do something, they can do it next year.
But like, isn't it like a bit controversial that they were complaining about their designs being stolen by old school?
Yeah.
Now they're taking this retro design from Kappa. and redesigning it as their own.
Actually,
I see where you're going with that. But you see, I'll always be on the side of young black designers. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, do you think, boys? But Kappa, hey.
Yeah.
Watch out.
But then we also had Tyler singing the national anthem on the opening of
Tyler.
The World Cup.
Yeah. I love Tyler.
A girl. What did you guys think of? Our girl.
Our girl. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She is.
She is.
Oh, Shami's.
Shami's all right.
What's happening?
No, I'm just saying, isn't it we got dragged because of her? So sort of make that abundantly clear.
No, remember, you dragged her. It's the other way around.
I didn't drag her. I just did it like.
Which is why we are saying this dress was amazing.
The Vuvuzela design was fire.
This dress was the best dress I've ever seen in my entire existence.
I love everything.
The flag was represented so well. The red was at the back. The
Vuvuzela design.
Like, it was amazing. But like, didn't we say the flag shouldn't be upside down? Was it?
Why is everyone fighting about the flag?
But it's not. I don't think it's upside down. It's not. Because,
it's just the colors. Oh, this dress for me was stunning.
Amazing.
Like, it was a moment. I was watching. She looked great. Her vocals were on point.
Amazing. Yeah.
They were even saying like, "Yo, her vocals like seduced the team to a point where they forgot they were supposed to play."
I was at a sports bar when the match was happening, so everyone was singing along, so I actually didn't get to hear it.
Oh, crazy.
Because it was so loud. Yeah. So, but I know she killed it. She's got a sweet voice.
Yeah, she killed
Listen,
it.
Listen, I love Ona. All love. You my people. I was at a watch party at Mall of Africa.
Right?
Never again. I'm not doing that again ever.
What happened?
It was so freaking cold.
Okay.
Like, we froze,
like the symphonic.
Oh my God.
Whose problem was that? Why didn't you dress warm?
I dressed warm. I was literally wearing a bomber jacket, but we were outside. It was freezing.
Like the symphonic.
They did not have heaters
did
and
you guys
stuff
see
like
that.
Oh, yeah.
The symphonic was also outside.
Was it?
Tuxin.
Oh, at no, but isn't Monte Cassino?
The teatro, the outside area.
Outside, where we had the motel thing.
Oh. Yo, guys.
Jeez, that must have been freezing.
You have to tole abantwana.
Okay, anyway, sorry, go on.
Yeah, so the Tyler dress was made by two designers.
Yes.
I think there was a British designer as well as her normal designer. Not normal-ish. Kimang, I don't want to say the names wrong. I know Ellie Misner is the British designer. And then who was the other designer? Lee Trigg. But do you guys think that the dress was like detailed enough?
I'll give it two things.
How are we rating the dress?
Okay, one, I think sometimes I appreciate it when musicians in spaces that are not musical spaces don't do too much, that they over whatever. What's the word? Overshadow the stars of the moment who are the soccer players. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I'll give it one.
Yeah.
Too, I don't know. Like, for me, it was a little too simple. I'm not really a fashion guy like that, but because it's Tyler, I don't know. I just sort of like expected a moment. I don't know. You know what I mean? And I didn't get that with this, but I appreciated understanding, there's a Vuvuzela sort of like, you know, representation, you know? And I love that even with the flag, it was not too literal with the flag.
Yes.
You know?
It was
so
stunning.
I can give it that. Yeah.
And also, she had a lot of moments with that opening. She performed with Future.
Yeah.
And then she did the national anthem. So it was actually her day. Like, she rocked on.
Why look, the girl is having
South
the time
African
of her
representation
life.
Because Mexico had so many acts.
Mm-hmm.
Shakira.
No, but it's...
J Balvin.
They're the host.
Yeah, they're the host. But I feel like why... I mean, who do you think could... I mean, obviously, Tyler's an international superstar. But who could have held us down in terms of being the South African representative? Alongside her. Not alongside, as in at the same time, but as in...
I don't...
Like, why didn't they get Black Coffee to play? I don't know.
Maybe he did. He was playing in Mexico somewhere.
But I
not at the World
Listen,
Cup opening,
Mexico
though.
And South Africa were the opening match for the World Cup.
Yes, but I'm saying, why don't we have more artists there?
No, they're hosting. It's like us in 2010. Imagine now.
No, I know they're hosting, but I'm saying that maybe we could have had other artists South African artists, the same way this South America had their representatives.
No, it's not our thing. We were just playing. We were just lucky enough we had Tyler there with a soundtrack for the FIFA World Cup. We were lucky we had that. It was a Shakira Benna boy, you know?
Hey, Shakira.
Yeah, see, that's a performance that I enjoyed.
Oh, this was
I saw
hard,
this and I was like, this is so... us, this is like, oh,
she killed
man.
It. She made Future look like a boy.
I know.
So much Future on our girl.
Also, did you
just
see her nails?
Just a girl.
She had the flag behind, like the nails. They were white, but like at the back of the nails, it was the South African flag.
Shout out. So much pressure
she's
on our
girl.
She's our girl
down.
Oh my God.
She's like, our girl down.
Okay, any more fashion? You done.
it's me. I'm the fashion. I didn't come through with the fashion today.
You look fire. This is like, I don't understand.
This is not fire. I'm going straight home after this.
Yeah.
Okay.
As you should.
You said,
yes.
You agree.
Go home, Roger.
No, like, as in you agree, my outfit is mid.
Yes.
See? So you guys always look mid.
Yes, we are not the fashion. We are the fashion. You are the fashion. You are the fashion. You are the moment.
No pressure. Yeah. I mean, at least sneakers, LV, Amiri, come on.
Girls always coming through. Why are we getting dragged? No. Like, drag full. Me, I'm not involved. I think you look swaggy.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, why is full dragging me?
Why are you dragging us? I'm not involved.
Right.
Personally. Yeah. Anyway, Popeye of the Week is Londi and Phil.
What did I do?
Please
now?
Give them our WhatsApp number.
072 Oh. Genuinely, what is the number?
Done with him.
It's on the screen right now, guys.
Are we not done with
07 Footek?
Hi.
Oh, is that bad?
Yeah, it's like you're swearing at Popeye.
No, I love you, Rumi's. But honestly, I don't know the WhatsApp number. Someone needs to give it. Mahal?
Okay.
It's on the screen, guys.
Oh, it's on the screen. Okay, shout out. We finally have our WhatsApp line. Shout out to Mahal. Finally.
No. We're moving, guys. Thanks to Karabo.
Thanks to Karabo for the WhatsApp line. Thank you, Mama. So if you want to hit us up with your Popeyeism stories, it is 084-577-8008. You can officially complain to us so we can judge you nicely. You know what I mean?
And you can send videos because we want to see how you guys look.
I wouldn't do a video if I'm a Popeye.
Yeah,
literally. Or rather use that emoji.
Hey,
yeah. You know, listen, that one that makes your eyes bigger where you look like a Popeye for
ashamed.
Real.
Let
ashamed.
Them be. If they want to be seen, they want to be seen. They do they make themselves Popeyes all the time on TikTok.
Yes, they must do
that.
Oh,
when
that,
people
brother.
Are talking their stories.
You know what I mean?
Oh, so they can send it to us.
But I want voice notes and calls. Maybe if we can call them while we're shooting.
Yeah, to say, why are you a Popeye?
Yes.
Why did you do that? Why did you allow that?
Yeah, I need
details. So victim number one. Hi, Rumi's. I'm a 35-year-old from Soweto. Mm. Been dating this girl / my girl since 2022. So happy and in love. 2024, she slept with her ex and I forgave her. A month later, I assaulted that ex because he was talking BS in the streets about her. Had to pay the ex 7K to drop the assault case. Somehow, I felt like I'm paying him for sleeping with my girl.
Ooh.
2 years ago, I borrowed her uncle my car because the way my girl loves her uncle to run his errands, and he killed my car. 2 years later, the car is still not fixed. Fast forward, this year, I got my girl a job. Now she's sleeping with / cheating with someone from work. I'm so shattered, I can't even focus at work. And now I'm drinking every day to numb the pain.
She is a serial cheater.
She doesn't beep you.
She can't be stopped.
She doesn't beep you.
Shamisa's not going to like this.
What?
Mara, dude, come on. Like, what the F? Like,
what?
Like,
we're
seriously.
We forgive them.
The guy,
guy.
You shouldn't have forgiven her the time
listen,
that she
now he's catching.
Her
no,
listen,
forgive
okay,
her.
Okay, okay, okay.
She made a mistake.
Mamela, now he's catching cases. As in, like, legally now, you're going to have a criminal record. I'm sure
no, why are
they paid?
X-Men?
Yeah, they paid, ne? But to, you know, which is
drop
also illegal. You just have to
yeah, why
to a
is
crime.
He beating up people? He forgave her most.
You understand? I know, yeah, you're catching cases. Your car now is damaged.
Written off.
Now you pay, you helped her get a job. Now she's cheating with you with the boss. Babe, next thing you're going to be coming back to us and saying now she's got three kids with another man.
Yeah. It's giving pari. That's such a girl.
Not Popeye. Pari.
I want to feel sorry for you guys, but you know, I'm going to tell you this.
I don't feel sorry for him.
Nah,
I don't. Nah.
You shouldn't have forgiven her after she slept with her ex.
Yes.
How did he find out? I have so many questions. But anyway, she still cheated.
She's girl, cheated.
Rock on. He's going to forgive you again.
Damn. Until there's a baby involved.
Yeah.
That's full said. Until there's a baby involved.
I'm going to be Popeye.
Okay, so victim number two. I'm a lesbian woman.
Right, guy? Shem. Sorry, ne?
Askis. I'm a lesbian woman who regarded this girl so highly. I never thought she'd break me. Yet she cheated on me with a
guy.
She says, yet she cheated on me. What the hell is happening?
I'm all guys.
What the hell are you doing
here? This is so cute.
What up?
Ask Connie. No, you did your big one. You did your big one today. You did your big one.
Yo, what the hell is happening, babe?
Oh my God!
Okay, okay. Thank
you. Wow, I love this.
What the hell?
Oh, Shami said, don't cry. Don't cry.
Aye.
Keep it together, queen. You deserve these flowers.
Huh? Thank you, babe.
And it's so beautiful. There's a note. Read it for us.
No, but what are you doing here?
And he's drinking out Don Julio's. Slow down. We paid for these flowers.
Oh my God.
Oh, I love love so much. My papai, take notes.
Right? This is how you do it. You see
this
what I mean?
This is how you do it.
Yes. Oh, man.
Okay, sorry.
Ooh. Oh, don't be sorry. Wait, they get to see the flowers. Mina tell us all. Yazin, mina sing ready never. Right. Let's continue.
Thank you, my love. Love you. Okay, next one. Hi, roomies. I'm a 35-year-old from Soweto. I've been dating this girl / my girl. Oh, no, I read that. Oh, I'm a lesbian woman who regarded this girl so highly. Yeah, making me dizzy. Who regarded this girl so highly. I never thought she'd break me. Yet she cheated on me with a guy who has no eye and a lady with a missing tooth. Huh?
That's very specific. Let's go.
While the three
is
of them
one
were...
person, no tooth, no eye. Or is it two different
a
people?
A lady with no eye and a guy
and
with
then,
no tooth.
So it's two different people?
Two different people.
Okay, sure.
Okay. While the three of them were busy doing threesomes, I still can't believe it. Not because of how they look, but because of how low she went after I gave her my loyalty. The math doesn't add up. She threw away something real. For that, I'm still in disbelief to think that the girl would call and ask her to go out with me too. Ganti, they planned it, so I don't really get suspicious. Oh, okay. So the girl was calling saying like, let's hang out. And then I think they thought it. Yeah. I was a papaya for a whole 6 months of them dating. And to top it off, my girl was dating both of them. She would see them separately. And at some point, the lady did not know about their meetup. The girl and the guy were in a relationship. Oh, so this person's girlfriend was dating a couple.
Oh.
Basically.
Oh, no, I know, no.
Yes. What? My girl just added...
They're a couple?
Yeah, so his...
Yo, is lagging in
it's a lesbian lady, so she was dating someone who was dating a couple.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know what to tell you, Chief. Like, what's happening?
Oh, God.
Did I miss something?
Oh, the story caught me.
Generally, what the fuck was happening? Okay. I think Phil and Nandi can take this one. You crying? What's happening?
Oh my God. Hey, let's come back.
What's happening? Are you okay?
What is happening right now?
You guys, we're not laughing yet.
What's going on?
Yo, I'm telling Tish, gag.
Yo, we are evil. We are going to hell.
I will hell not see heaven. It's fine. What wow, is happening? I had a good laugh. It's okay.
What is happening?
Does these flowers come with like tissues?
You're just going to have to dab, dab, oh, dab.
Oh, what's happening?
What is
okay.
going on?
Okay. So...
Yeah.
You need to give the advice.
Me?
Yes, because you're laughing.
I have nothing.
This person is dating someone who's dating a couple.
Okay,
a couple,
cool. Okay, okay.
Is
let me
get a couple that has the no eye.
I think one no eye, no tooth.
Okay.
Somebody
so
has.
So they're a couple.
Yes, no eye, no tooth.
Okay, sharp.
Okay. Are you taking it? Okay, okay, let me go.
No,
me go.
No,
okay.
Go first.
I think
first.
My takeaway from down. That, my takeaway from that is. I'm always wary of dating, and please don't take this the wrong way.
Yes.
I'm always wary of dating bisexual people who are not set in their, you know, bisexuality or whatever, right? Mm. Because for some people, bisexuality is mispronounced.
Okay.
And by that, I mean, there are certain people who believe, Hore, being bisexual means that I can date a girl and a guy at the same time.
And it should be okay.
And it happens on both sides. Like, even with a girl, sometimes difficult. No, but because it's a man, I'm not cheating because you are a girl. It's not like I'm dating, I'm sleeping with another girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. If it's a guy, it's on some no, it's not like I'm cheating, I'm sleeping with other dudes.
But
you know,
monogamy
it's
still means one person.
And you know, you know what? I'm attracted to girls as well, right?
Thank you.
So, that's where... We're not gonna have a show today. Anyway, you get what I'm saying. Mm. So that's where my takeaway from that and my thing is that thing. If the girl who's now the girlfriend to the lesbian who is now sleeping with a couple outside of that situation is the type of person who wants to have her cake and eat it too, you know what I mean? Both figuratively and literally, you know. Girl, the lesbian one, you are wasting your time because after this couple, there's gonna be
another one,
and there's gonna be another. And I'm not saying that if she wants to have sex with men, then have a conversation about it. You know what I mean? There are things like
but
open.
It also makes me think like people that are normally bisexual. Sorry, Shamiso.
Yeah.
They are normally like people that never get satisfied, serial cheaters.
Ebana.
Because like, why can you not make a decision? I'm sorry, it sounds horrible.
Yeah,
it doesn't. But yeah, somebody's gonna come there and comment on it's by erasure.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
But
most
they know
of
exactly
them,
what we're talking about.
Most
yes,
of them
yes.
are people that are indecisive, don't want to settle down to one thing.
Yeah,
like they cake and eat it, just like how you said.
Yeah.
So.
But also remember, there's also an issue of societal pressure. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where especially with guys, you know, a guy is bisexual, right? But a guy would never ever commit to another guy, you know, because he's expected to have a wife or a girlfriend and have kids and all of those things, right? So if they are bisexual, they are not gay, you know, I'm like, okay, there's a better choice here. So I can still have this and then have this on the side. Now, the problem is that now the guy side, he will hide.
Mm.
Understand? And oh, he will be very promiscuous on the guy side. And then this girl, busy what next thing you know, he's bringing things that should not be there. So I do understand where you're coming from. I do understand that. But there are people who are genuinely bisexual, who are
attracted
to men
and
women. But the thing is that it's the commitment part, Mina, that I struggle to get to because I know that we don't want to admit it because we don't want to seem or we're not woke enough for it. But the reality, guys, we know that. The reality is that if you are dating a bisexual black guy, chances are they will have a girlfriend and when you'll stay in the shadows. That's just the reality. That
See,
is just
this
the
is
truth.
What upsets me, though. Why can they not settle?
What, bisexual
with one
people?
Person, yeah.
Personally, as a bisexual person, I'm still monogamous.
Mm.
Okay.
So I don't
date a guy and then be like, no, but I can hook up with girls, it's fine. And I don't date a girl and be like, yeah, but I can hook up with guys, it's different. You know what I mean? I'm monogamous. So if I'm dating a girl, I'm dating a girl. And if I'm dating a guy, yeah, I'm dating a guy and only them.
Because you don't see gender. If you just into someone, I understand that.
But I know that that's a lot of people's fear with dating someone that's bisexual, is that you always feel like you're going to be cheated on with the opposite sex. You know, I once dated a girl who was like, yeah, no, but sometimes I just want to be held by a man. You must understand. And I'm like, huh? What do you mean? Aren't we dating? So why do you want to be held by a nigga? Like, what are you talking about?
This is what I was saying.
You know what I mean? So I think I understand why there is that misconception. But personally, in my personal experience, I don't fuck around. If I'm with you, I'm with you. That's it.
So sisters, Shem, I think you've got a lot of thinking, introspection about where you want to go. You need to look at this relationship, look at that person and see what is there, a future there. But from what I'm reading, Mina, personally, I doubt that you guys have any future.
They already have things missing.
It's already done. It's within it's done. Them.
one. Hey, when they come for you,
missing. They're clearly not whole.
You're gonna cry again.
Me? Guys, you're just not getting what I'm saying.
But no, we are picking what you're putting down.
Right.
And then last Popeye victim says, "Please keep me anonymous." Duh. I have a child with my partner's younger sister. Huh?
Yeah.
Hey.
I have a child with my partner's younger sister who seduced me and got herself pregnant by forcefully having intercourse with me. With me because I was not in a good state of mind to say yes or no.
Aww.
She is now threatening me to tell her sister that I came home drunk and forced myself onto her if we don't date in secret. I'm confused.
Whoa.
Wait, so you had sex with your girlfriend's sister. Your girlfriend's sister then fell pregnant. You feel like she forced herself on you, and now she's threatening that if we don't date,
forced himself.
That if we don't date, I'm going to tell my sister
that you raped me. Basically.
You raped me.
Yeah.
Oof. Oof. Oh, I ain't get it. I ain't cool with that.
That is nuts.
Mahau,
say something. You sent me these stories.
Your voice.
You say
we
something.
Need your voice in this episode.
Huh? Yeah.
Say something, Mahau. Voice of reason.
All right.
That's what we call him.
I believe that there's a responsibility and honesty, and that needs to be achieved in that conversation. Firstly, the first honest part is your actions in this whole situation, because by kind of alluding to you having like intercourse without your consent means that it's a crime, so go to the cops, right? And then and now putting yourself in a situation where you are blackmailed because of that gray area about consent, and also having a child that's involved, it feels like it's a bigger issue than a simple advice. It feels like there needs to be a bigger intervention. There needs to be a family intervention. There might have to be a legal intervention.
Yes.
Because this is, it feels like it's like living in a criminal space. It's not about manipulation or anything like that. It's more about a criminality space. Because for example, if the sister does choose to tell the older sister, right? That's a crime. Then you are going to be arrested for a crime if that's found to be, even when it's investigated, right? So that's why I feel like this is call the cops type of situation.
And she wants to date in secret.
You can even stop this by just confessing.
Yeah, he needs to confess.
Tell your current partner right now, the sister, that, hey, this happened. And now your sister is saying this.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I think start there. I think if you start with that confession, it's going to mitigate all the other,
falling
of bricks later on.
Yeah.
But, and your sister is threatening. She said she wants to date him in secret. Like, she's fine to date him. This is when the truth will set him free.
Yeah, if he tells
the truth will set the sister
that he's in a relationship with now.
Yes.
And say, listen, this happened between me and your sister.
That's
listen, I was in a bad space. I did not. Okay. You see, it's tricky because the sister didn't rape her.
Because what the Rumi is saying is that there was no consent. I really like, and I'm very careful with this. I really don't feel.
So the Rumi is a guy, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So I really don't feel like it's a simple confession type of situation. It feels and then violated. From there on, you go through the repercussions of the confessions because of you having intercourse with the sister. Mm-hmm. The fact that you mentioned that there was no consent, it means that it's a serious issue.
He was raped.
And you have to take it seriously. And you have to involve the police. That's what I feel like.
Yeah, because with the information that we have, it seems like he was the one that was raped.
And also, we don't know the age thing there. If there's an age thing dynamic where maybe this young man is a younger man, and this lady has much more power.
Regardless,
but those things matter. You know, power dynamics are not just about finances. Power dynamics are also about, especially in Makaya or in spaces where family hierarchy is something that is very pronounced. You know what I mean? You find that there are certain spaces where older women assert a certain influence and a certain power on young men for sexual, behavior and sexual gratification and all of that. So, hey, it's a very interesting conversation. It's very deep. It's very interesting. Deep. And I love that instead of him trying to mask this as something, because you know how we are raised. There's something that this boy could be bragging about, to his friends. Hey, I'm tipping two sisters, kind of thing. You know what I mean? Mm. He actually sees the damage that this is doing to him and the relationship that he has with his current partner. So
I think it's not spoken about enough. Like, most men I know lost their virginities very young, but to an older person.
Yeah.
And it's not spoken about enough because it's a thing of like, oh, shout out. You know what I mean? Like, niggas do that. Like, oh, you banged an older lady. Shout out. And it's like, nah, this person was kind of violated. Like, this person was 13 and the girl was 16, 17. You know
sometimes
what I mean?
20-something.
Yes, but then men can't even speak about it to the boys because the boys are just going to dap you up and be like, shout out. Oh, you banged an older lady.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it happens a lot where we don't actually... men are dapped for sex, but it's like, no, maybe this person felt uncomfortable. Maybe this person wasn't ready. Maybe this person felt violated. But anything to do with sex and men is always like a high five, boy. Yeah, you did that. And it's like, no.
Which is why our papai couldn't even say something about, the situation.
Do you guys know, Jorge, the former or late dictator, president of Zaire, actually was dating sisters, like twins.
Huh?
Yeah, Lika, wait.
Like, yes.
Right?
Mobutu Seseko. Seseko. Yeah, what's his name? Mobutu. Mobutu Seseko.
Was dating sisters.
He was the president of Zaire.
Zaire?
Yeah, the DRC now.
Back in the day,
it was called Zaire. And after his wife, Marie Antoinette, passed away. So he had a wife, first wife, and then the wife passed away. But it's believed that they were actually having an affair before. You know, the wife passed away, but he had a wife called Marie Antoinette, and then she passed away in the 70s or something like that, whatever. And then after the wife passed away, he married this one lady, but was actually sleeping with the sister as well. And he ended up having kids with both of them.
Huh?
And yeah, I am telling you, I can't remember their names. Yeah, it's a big historical thing. Like, if you look
some cultures actually allow that.
Like twins, and they look alike when they were young.
Sometimes it happens that when you pass and then your sister...
children with your sister.
Yes, with your sister. And then the sister takes care of your children as well. Because now you're late. Now he must marry the sister.
Yeah, but now, this time, nobody died. These people are not related.
Everyone was alive and kicking.
This man liked this one. liked Shamiso, and then so Shamiso has another Shamiso too.
Oh damn! I fuck with
Let's have both.
Let's have both. You know what I mean?
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. So I just thought I'd share.
But why
like,
would
for
the sister?
Reason.
How do you even shiller my sister? And as the sister, why am I receiving my sister's husband's shellering?
They both agreed.
Mm.
But sometimes in those situations, it's a poverty thing, hey?
Yeah. Eish. Yeah. True that. Because Mobutu Sese Seko was a dictator. He was rich and he was controlling that country. Like, So
the ladies can't
you can
see
imagine.
Now.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have one more.
Yeah.
One more Popeye story.
There they are. Cute little
there they are. What's their names? What's their names for how?
They even look like twins.
Yeah, they look alike. Like they are twins who
crazy
look alike.
Work. Why can't you just have one, guys? Hey, calendar, my
polygamist. You can't finish us all.
Nimbonile u Jonas.
What?
Look at them.
Nimbonile u
Jonas.
They look the same. Oh, Jonas, I haven't watched the show. Don't
Jonas,
talk about the show.
We'll everyone
about,
is crying. We cannot talk about Jonas.
There they are. Look at
them. Okay, so on our
it's
WhatsApp
the
line.
Same person.
Literally.
Just choose one,
just
brother.
Just pick one. Why are you so greedy? The box is the same.
Also, he's
I'm
not
sure.
That good looking. That box?
No, but he was handsome when he was younger. He was handsome when he was younger, Shem. I'm not going to lie. Mobutu was very handsome when he was young.
Okay, last one. Hi, Londi, Phil, and Shamiso. This is on our WhatsApp line. Shout out. I don't know if this counts as a Popeye moment, but I actually did it. I took your advice from last week and told my manager I want to be considered for a senior role.
Yes!
As we
there you go.
Yes, sir, my God.
Yeah. As we go.
You're not fired, I hope.
Please.
Exactly.
Oh,
she said, thanks for speaking up and we'll chat to the director.
Mm.
But my chat is the director had previously mentioned that she would start to prep me for this role like a month back when we had a meeting about something different. So, was I the Popeye or was she just waiting for me to ask? Either way, your advice.
No, Rumi, Rumi, Rumi. Can I take this one?
Yes.
Can I take this one?
Go.
No, my babe. Rumi. Listen, the mere fact that you asserted yourself in that moment does not mean that the result has to happen in that moment.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The mere fact that you plucked the courage to be able to do that, it's enough. And even if you don't get it, guess what? You've broken that ceiling. You've broken that ceiling for yourself. Wherever you're going to go, you're going to have that thing in you of wanting to get what is due to you. So be proud of yourself. You're not a Popeye. Be proud of yourself that you took that step. And
actually, this is a
continue
shout
with
out.
This is a shout out. Good for you.
Yes.
Bloody hell.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what we want to hear.
I love it. And I hope you're young because I love it when young people, you know,
fight
they actually
for their worth. Yeah.
And actually do something about advices that they get. You know what I mean? And there's a thing about advices that people sometimes forget. And advice is not supposed to solve your problems in the immediacy of that situation. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes an advice is supposed to teach you, what you are asking advice for will maybe go wrong, but guess what? That advice will carry you to the next journey of your life, to the next whatever. So sometimes when you're asking for advice, I know you want it to solve your problem right now, but sometimes certain advices
are not supposed to
solve your problem now. They're supposed to, because there are certain things that we have to go through. You know, I think maybe some of us who have passed the 30 mark, you know, we are there.
Oh, that's
We've
us.
Learn to appreciate that thing because now we've seen the
that's
results.
That's us, Shamisa.
Me?
No, it's us.
Yeah.
The 30 mark.
Yes, the 30 mark. I'm not involved. Yes. I'm coming.
Yeah. I think once you've gotten there, because now you've seen the results of some of the decisions that you doubted manifesting in your life. You know, because when you're young in your 20s and whatever, you're expecting things to happen now. You're expecting things to happen now. And there are certain things that you are so mad at yourself for, thinking it was a wasted effort. It was a wasted opportunity.
And
it was a wasted
effort.
And then now in your, 35, 40, whatever, you look back and you're like, wow, I actually planted the seed for this then, but I was not able to appreciate it then. I was not able to see it then.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, man. You've done well, Rumi.
And it also matters how it made her feel in the moment.
Hey.
In that moment.
Yeah.
If she felt liberated.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh. No. So proud of you. Like,
are we reading the room?
No, we're not reading the room. We are right now going to be telling our roomies about, we need our roomies to be making money, pal. We're going to be telling them about getting some money, right?
Money.
Oh, money, 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 money,
money, money. The jackpot.
Yes. Okay, roomies, we've got something very special for you. If you've been thinking about trying Jackpot City, make sure you sign up using our exclusive promo, Roomies. When you use Roomies, you'll get 50 rand to get started and 100% a bonus of up to 4,000 rand. And an exclusive spin wheel reward that's only available through our promo code. Getting started is super easy. Head over to Jackpot City, click sign up, enter your details, and don't forget to add Roomies in the promo code field during that registration. Once your account is set up, make a deposit of 50 rand or more and your bonus will be credited automatically. That's the promo code Roomies. That's R-O-O-M-I-E-S. So, if you are looking for a little extra entertainment and want to unlock some exclusive rewards, sign up today using Roomies and enjoy everything Jackpot City has to offer. Jackpot City, 18 or over can only play. Play responsibly and T's and C's apply.
They actually should change that, not or over. 18 and over. And over.
You gotta be grown,
B.
Actually,
and
look, like as I'm saying this, because some of us are broke, right? As I'm saying the thing, right?
Who's some of
us? My data thing. I said some of us.
No.
I didn't say y'all.
Don't
look at me. Why are you looking at me, though?
Because you're the one who's responding. So the thing pops up, right? And it covered the last line. The thing called that your data is getting finished.
Why?
Phil. That's why I need that 50 rand. I need that 4,000 rand Jackpot City. I need that 4,000 rand Jackpot City.
Let me buy you that. We'll send you right now.
This can't be it. Also, why can't you Wi-Fi?
I thought I connected. I asked who was helping me with the connection.
But it is a bit embarrassing sometimes when you ask for the Wi-Fi password.
Yeah, because it's like, why is data not enough?
Like, how girly?
Yeah.
Like, really? I hate those people. Mother figure, restaurants, but see. Can a piece of the Wi-Fi password? Like,
And data so...
It's a turn-off. And it makes my pussy dry, like how somebody just said it.
Oh my God. Quoting me is crazy. What the hell is happening right now? And like...
It's a quote.
What's happening?
It makes my pussy dry. Dash, shamiso.
Makes your vagina eat itself.
Shamiso.
It becomes inverted. Close.
Aibo. No,
Shamiso 2026. It makes my pussy dry. Oh, I said for the third time. Wow.
The P word is crazy.
It's not dry though.
It never.
You know what we're gonna No. That's why we're gonna go to the Durex party so that we can get some, you know, lubrications and
wait,
things that need to make
I don't need it. I'm already down.
Yeah, what's
up
happening?
Downstairs, I'm up.
Hi.
Yeah. Ask my nigga.
Oh, hallelujah.
And then, but you know the condoms thing is a bit tricky.
In what way?
What if your partner is cheating? Like, you trust them to a point where you're like, okay, you know, I'm done with the condoms. And then you're done with the condoms, but do you know what your partner is doing on the side?
No.
You can never know that.
Goodbye.
You can never know that.
So can you trust someone to that extent? Jorge? We do, though.
We are good for you.
But there's a vaccine. For HIV. Yeah.
But also, you also need to see how you feel. Like, if someone's messing with your pH balance and you feel a bit different after having sex, then you know that, Chief, what are you doing?
No, but some other things also mess up the pH balance, guys. Let's talk about fingers and them tongues.
What's happening?
Yeah.
pH balance. What's going on? 18,
on 18.
I'm saying that if you are sleeping with someone unprotected,
yes,
and they're also sleeping with other people unprotected,
yes,
you might not necessarily have an STD or catch an STD, but you might be a little itchy because your bacteria is accustomed to
your man's bacteria.
Okay. So now if you're coming with different bacteria,
right,
you're going to feel annoyed.
Hence I was saying that bacteria sometimes comes from the tongue and the fingers.
Okay. Yeah, because you must wash your hands before you... Yes, or
don't
something.
Don't sleep.
Before you yes or something,
curry,
imagine it. They inside me.
What
the hell's happening?
Stop that shit.
Damn. So I'm getting a sex education At my age.
At your age.
Let's brush our teeth. Let's take a shower, take a bath.
Yeah.
Then, you know?
Yeah, I don't, okay, I don't even like to kiss in the morning. Because right? Morning breath.
Do you guys? No, okay, when you were single.
Yeah, no. If I haven't brushed my teeth, let them kiss me on the cheek because I'm like, chief, it's so amazing what's happening here.
Yeah. Can I ask this though? Before you all were in relationship, in your single phase, right? Were you guys making people shower each other? Because, okay, I asked this. Okay, let me give context, huh? Right? I asked this because if
okay,
my friend keeps...
Land.
Okay, my friend keeps making fun of me because I have this thing. I have this thing. I don't like anybody using my bathroom. Even if you're a one-night stand, you're in my house and you're having sex, my bathroom is my bathroom. No, I'm just saying, wait. I'm building, right? I'm saying that my friend has an issue with the fact that I don't like people using my bathroom in my house. Even people that I am sleeping with or I'm dating, whatever, my bathroom is my bathroom. Nobody touches it, right? So I'm asking, this has nothing to do with that. I'm just asking, Jorge, when you guys used to be in your single phase, what was like the pet peeve? Because you mentioned the fact that, Jorge, you know, fingers, whatever, don't touch things, right?
Yes.
So I was asking in that lane.
We have to shower.
In your single phase, when
we
you met somebody, when you get home with that person, you made them
we
shower in your space.
We have to shower before doing the things.
Okay.
How did you do it?
There's a guest bathroom, Pella.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes,
yes. Oh,
no, but it's a pet peeve that people find it shocking.
They must use the guest bathroom.
Yeah?
They must use the guest bathroom.
The guest bathroom. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's as long as they can splash. But you're saying just not in your bathroom.
No.
Guys, sex is
we
nasty.
Are in
but you'll tell them, don't
sex
use
is
my bathroom.
I'll tell them.
Please go use the other bathroom.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
How is someone supposed to feel welcome?
Everything else, you are welcome to.
Okay,
welcome to my body.
Wait.
You're not welcome to my bathroom.
Wait.
Everything else,
that's
but not
wild.
The bathroom.
So no. You care more about the bathroom than your body.
I mean, honestly, because you inside each other. So
bullets.
Like, no, literally.
literally king.
I forgot my toothbrush one time. I used my boyfriend's toothbrush. And I'm like, I can't use your toothbrush because you're inside of me, chief. Like, what's happening?
Yeah, but a toothbrush
have
is a bit
have
disgusting.
Eh? Yes, yes. He's putting his other bodily fluids in your body, but
your fluids in me, but I can't use your toothbrush.
No. I'm not doing that either. So, hey.
Also, the water, guys. Sharing water. No.
I can't be on your side, babe.
Sharing
another man's toothbrush.
A bottle of water. How
if
you
can be
this?
Inside me and kiss me,
it's not the same bacteria.
Toothbrush. Aye.
You eating I'm a chicken curry, biryani, Indian, don. Then I must get that.
Yeah, why not?
But
okay, but we're going to kiss each other.
We're still going to lamza. So...
Look, it is absurd that, you know, people are licking things that they should not be licking, but then
you guys are licking each other's genitals, but I can't use a toothbrush.
And it's not that time to lick.
What? What the hell is happening right now?
But anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, you mean your toothbrush is saying right now. It's 3 years. But like, yo, beginning stage.
What do you mean it's so right now? So you use his toothbrush?
No, sometimes they are pambanis.
Johnny.
I'm not going to.
Okay, never mind.
He's my dirt, I'm his dirt.
Oh,
sharp.
Okay.
Danko. You see.
Yo, no matter how much I love you, that will never happen. Don't even get any ideas.
No, the friends must stay away.
I was
like,
there.
We're not even sharing a bottle of water. We're not sharing that.
Yeah. Excuse me?
With a friend. You.
Oh, a friend. No, we can't share underpende, we can't share bikinis, and we can't share wigs.
What bikinis? Yeah. If you clean as my friend, I don't mind.
No, man.
I thought the bikini was the big no-no for girls.
It's a no-no, ne?
I thought the bikini thing was...
pussy lips on the thing.
No, I'm not sharing anything that touches me where I pee. And I'm not sharing a wig. Sorry, don't ask me for my wig. That doesn't make sense to me. No, don't ask me for my wig. Friend, can I
buy
that?
Wigs, no.
No. That's like underwear. That's like underwear. It's personal. Like, no.
Yeah, wig. Also, why are you asking for someone's wig? That's a bit weird.
Yeah, where's your wig?
Yeah.
Like, buy your own wig.
Where's your
London
wig?
Hair Studio. This is my plug.
I'm in.
Bryanston Shopping Center, London Hair Studio. We do have wigs as well. Braided, straight, curly.
By the way, thank you. Hey, today I'm remembering things randomly. On my way here, I noticed there's a new mall that's been built on in Randburg, whatever. Do you guys think all these malls are actually making money? Because it can't be that every corner of the street in Johannesburg has a mall. Do they actually make money? Like,
which
like,
mall are you talking about?
You see where the engine garage is? Like on Beyers Nodier?
Okay.
There's an engine garage right at the before you get it to Linden.
Yeah.
I don't know what the street name is. Before you get to Linden, there's an engine garage there. Opposite it, there was this shopping center that used to be there. Now it's getting revamped into like a mall kind of setup and all of that. And I'm always constantly reminding myself,
what do you think they're washing money?
I don't know, but there are malls everywhere in Joburg right now.
Yeah.
Like we're not building theaters. We're not building recreational spaces. We are building malls everywhere.
What shops are there?
Are they making? I don't know what shops are going to be there. It's just a freaking mall that's been. There's Cresta Mall like literally 10 minutes away from that.
Yes.
There is. Why do they need another mall there?
Okay, so you think it's not legitimate?
I'm questioning, are these malls actually making money? Like, how much traffic do they have? Guys, there's that guy who was on the main show, Uzimasa something. He's got a video that I saw a couple of years ago where he was talking about these malls. I think at the time, there was an issue at Four Ways Malls where there was a lot of space that was not occupied.
Yeah, Four Ways Malls, like what? It's like the biggest mall in South Africa, right? Yeah. But it's mostly parking.
Yeah. But now, if a bigger mall like that is not making money or it's got free spaces like that, right? Wouldn't that logically say that we don't need any more malls? In my opinion, you know, I don't mind building malls in spaces outside of, you know, the Joburg thing, because I'm sure that is beneficial to the communities that live there, right? But this thing, every time you pass an open space, like every time when I see an open space, I know in 2 years, somebody's going to be building a mall there.
Shopping center?
Yeah. A young shopping situation there.
And that also makes the price of property go up because it's like it's close to...
No. Okay.
It also, because now, like, when you are selling this apartment in this new building, you can also make the price higher because there's a mall nearby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Isn't that at expense of existing? Like, for instance, I don't know because I've never been to that mall where your salon is, right?
You have for her launch.
That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, sorry.
I've never been to the mall.
Sorry.
To that mall, but I've only been there at night because of what was happening with.
Yes, because there's other malls closer to
where you're staying. I was about to ask Corey, how's the traffic like? Because now there's like literally 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, other malls are around it. So, how's the traffic there?
I'm guessing this is why they are building like centers and shopping malls closer to where you stay because people prefer to like travel a 2 kilometer distance to get their groceries done and so forth. The traffic, it's busy.
Okay.
It's very busy. Like, guys.
And by the way, guys, it's my English. When I say malls, I don't mean big malls. I think I'm
shopping centers.
People from Bryanston schools and what
Bryanston High.
Come and correct.
Yes. Even in my estate, they're building a shopping center inside for us that stay in the estate.
So they don't want you guys to leave that estate. They want you guys to there all the time.
Like Morrow's Arch.
It makes sense.
You don't need to leave Morrow's Arch. Literally, if you work there and live there, you can shop for clothes, everything.
Hi, listen, I live in Parkhurst, but I don't like hanging out in Parkhurst.
No, for groceries, necessities, but things that like need a short run.
Yeah.
Like low left
hand. Because El Melrose, there's everything literally in there. Restaurants, gyms. Like
you don't need to leave.
Yeah.
But like with Melrose.
That's the whole aim. You don't need to leave.
But with Melrose, it's nice. That's why they have the stores as well there because it's Ilovo close by. It's it's a lot of...
There's a
suburbs
there's
around Melrose.
Yeah, there's restaurants.
It's Ilovo. What's the other one? Bryanston is also not too far.
Yeah.
From?
Melrose. Hyde Park. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we segwayed into malls now in Central. But anyway, it's an interesting thing that I just thought of. By the way, guys, did you see DJ's fresh video? Was it a video or an interview where he was talking about...
People are always not getting paid every week.
That's a
My
thing.
My God.
No, but I was a bit confused and Mohau had to correct me when we were prepping for the episode because I assumed that DJ Fresh actually owned, you know, this new station. Because remember when
him
they
and Unati?
Yes, with Unati. I thought they both owned that station. And then I learned through Omaha and, you know, reading further, no, apparently had a deal of him being given ownership through a certain period of time. Mahau?
Huh?
Make what, it very clear. Like, so he's not an owner, but he was given equity through a period of time. Like if he stay every year, he's gonna get something.
3 years,
like that.
A contract.
So, yeah. So actually, we have the video. I think he also shares
so
on this.
So he left the station that everyone believes that he owns.
Yes. Well, some of us who didn't know the information.
I also thought he owns it.
Yeah.
On Monday or on Friday, and then Monday you were not.
Yeah.
I'm gonna find a elegant way of putting this.
Speak.
Eh?
Speak. Okay, don't speak.
No, man, I don't like violence. The thing is, things got to a point where staff were not getting paid. And because I've got gigs that I do that helps, I have savings that I could dip into that helped. But when you reach a point where you've not been paid for so many months that it stops making financial sense to still show up, that's where I was at. And a part of me is actually upset at myself because that's not how I operate. For me, if you haven't paid me for a month, then I wait and see what you're going to do. I don't keep showing up. So I think for my sins and for my love for radio, I ignored that voice that said, maybe, I don't know, cut the cord for now until you know where things stand in terms of cash flow at the business. But I didn't. And I wish I had. But like I said, and sadly I did it all of that happened to the detriment of my cash flow and a whole bunch of other things. But yeah, I reached a point where I said, I haven't been paid. I'm gonna stay home until I'm paid. And you know, for people who are asking, but why did you not say goodbye? Because you guys were on air on Monday or on Friday, and then Monday you were not.
I'm
gonna find a elegant way of putting this.
Speak.
Eh?
Speak.
Hey, no, see, in the background. Don't speak. Yes.
No,
explain,
man.
The remuneration and equity thing.
Sorry, so I thought that he does mention it here, but from my understanding is that the contract that he signed, it was a where he would be getting some form of share equity of the business for each year he will be with the business.
Okay. Yeah. So now...
Nice outfit, Mahal, by the way.
So now, that raises a very important question, right? If he was gonna get a share equity within the company, surely he must have been told about the company's finances, because now he is in some way, he's not an owner, but in some way he is.
Clearly he wasn't. No,
if you are getting, if you're going to be offered a share equity within the company, you need to know what
he
that company is worth.
The dream
you
then.
Need to, yes, you need to know what that company is worth. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that you know what is due to you if it's fair.
Yeah,
how do you know that what is
due to you?
Admitting
that he made a mistake.
Yeah.
Can we not?
Who
started
the company? Was it him and Unati or just Unati? Or?
No, it wasn't them. They were just faces of...
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, so he was not aware of the finances or what?
Yeah, but what's beautiful about this is that it raises an issue of how we as creatives sometimes have to do things simply because of the passion that we have for what we want to do.
I love that.
A lot of the time, we find ourselves in a situation where you don't want to be in the situation, but because it's something that you love doing, it's something that you believe in. You believe in this vision. You believe in whatever, you know, you're going to stay. I don't know how many times people within the industry have said to me, why are you on the network? Why are you on that network? And I have to constantly explain to them that read the room for me and the podcast chill network is bigger than just one person. You know, the vision that I see, the vision that I believe in, the vision that I've signed on for, it's for me, a long-term thing that I see. You know what I'm saying? Because for me, I think, Khorim, we've been complaining as Black people within the entertainment industry about ownership. Understand? A lot of the shows that you see on MultiChoice are owned by MultiChoice. So once they've done with you, they're going to own those shows and they're going to go do whatever it is that they want to do with those shows without you getting a cent out of it.
So you Mac understand? Is also going to do whatever with
exactly.
these episodes. I'm asking.
So when I see independent digital black media platforms now rising and creating spaces where they are saying, we want to build with you. We want to build whatever,
yes.
right? And in that building, it's on some, okay, if we are making money, you are making money. You understand? And that, mm-hmm. for me, that's one of the things that attracted me to this seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When the network is making money, you are making money as a talent on the network. No, but that's the thing. Yeah. You are not getting that on television. On television, you're not getting paid for advertising.
True.
You're not getting a portion of any of the advertising that are happening on any shows. You're not.
Yeah. Even when Bravo buys the show.
You know what I mean? You're not getting anything. You understand? But this platform that we are creating as Black Creative right now, outside of the mainstream media, are affording us an opportunity to be able to benefit from the growth of those platforms because we are building together. I'm sorry, if you are working with other people where things are not clear, people are not being honest, whatever. I'm sorry about that, but
these flowers keep creeping up on me. I keep pushing them.
Oh, damn. How bad.
Phil,
but I
have a question, right?
Yes.
And it has to do with this whole scenario. So obviously, I think one of the things that actually resonated with me with what DJ Fresh said is the fact that he was able to kind of sustain his life even though he was not being remunerated, right? And at the same time, he still would wake up and go do that job without being remunerated.
Yeah.
For me, my question is that fair? Because I believe that it's a culture that has been built in the creative industry, right? That your passion should always supersede the bottom line.
Yeah.
But these are organizations that deal with the bottom line.
Yeah.
And the moment you actually kind of overlook the bottom line, that actually grooms exploitation, especially for people who are not DJ Fresh. All the other staff members who were in that company were not being remunerated and they didn't have a safety net, firstly, and also a parachute to fall into another radio station like he did. So I think it's an issue, but how do you guys feel about that? The fact that doesn't... taking passion over the bottom line, especially in the creative industry, groom exploitation.
It does. Give Mahau a seat at the table.
Look, it does. Look, in all honesty, of course it's not fair. In all honesty, of course it does. But this comes to a situation like that I can make akin to, you know, when somebody wants to say, when we're having a debate about internship, right? When somebody says, I will not want to go and be an intern at a company where I'm not getting paid for 6 months just to work there, right? And the other person says, me, I will go and work for that company for 6 months because I want to gain the experience there. I want to gain whatever and then hopefully get somewhere else, right? Of course, there are companies that exploit that situation. And then you'll have companies that will promise you growth, whatever, and that never happens.
It never happens.
But did you lose anything out of that? Not necessarily. You've gained experience and all of that, right? So I feel, this is not a question that you can say yes or no to. This is a question that is more nuanced. This is the question that goes to where does that passion come from? If like, for instance, right now, I would love to own a creative hub, right? If I had an opportunity where somebody's like, Phil, I'm giving you an opportunity right now of giving you like fucking 5 million to buy this company or building or whatever and create that whatever creative hub that you want to create, but you're not going to make a cent for the next 3 or 4 years. Because of the vision that I have in my head, I will gladly do it.
Same.
Gladly do it because what I have in my head is bigger than that 5 million.
Mm.
What I have in my head in terms of the ideas that I think would come from that space will come from creating this is bigger than that. Yeah. But to somebody else, they're like, fuck that, I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? So I think it's that. So I think DJ Fresh also sits in a position of privilege that, like you said, other people don't have. You know, like right now as Film Pillar, I have the privilege of saying no to brands that I feel, if I work with these brands, I'm closing doors for me, for myself for quite a while. You know what I mean? And I sit in that privilege. So I cannot judge a TikToker who's starting out, who's going to take that brand deal.
Mm.
Yeah.
But do we judge him for still pitching up to work regardless of...
Absolutely not. Because he believed that...
He believed
that there's potential for this to be bigger than what it was.
It's like a tender.
Yeah.
Sometimes you continue until the day that you invoice and you get paid.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. All right, Shamis.
No,
let's wrap this up so Shamisa can go party.
We never received cupcakes for our birthday.
I know it. Shamisa's the baby of the group, man. Leave Shamisa alone.
Okay. I'm not mad girl. At Shamiso.
Leave Shamisa
alone. Never. I'm happy for Shams. I will always be. But production.
100 days.
When I catch you guys.
Yeah.
Who are we pointing at?
I did a whole birthday celebration.
Yeah.
100 days.
Fine. It's okay. It's okay.
100 days.
Do we have other things that we
No, no, no. I think we're about are wrapping we, it up. Tomorrow is June 16, Youth Day.
Amen.
Tomorrow will be... When our show airs, it will be...
Our show airs on Wednesday.
Yesterday was Youth Day.
We hope you guys were very safe.
Come out with us.
Yeah. But also, guys, please go watch that movie. It's not a promo. Stay Kenoko did not pay me. Teboho did not pay me.
Well, even if they did,
who sends
okay.
you the press releases?
Agencies People. That work. Yeah,
he's
like
film
agencies.
Pela.
Yeah. I know he's film pela, but I'm saying...
X.
Yeah, like yes,
so
someone
you an
WhatsApps
expo.
You.
No, they send me an email.
Full, they paid
I'm
you an
professional.
Ex. Full,
You're
don't
professional.
Lie. Hmm? Full, they paid you an ex. Don't lie.
Paid who on ex for what?
To promote the stuff.
Promote what?
The
movie.
Movies, the shows.
No. I do. Yes, I do. For some shows and whatever. Yes, I do get paid on ex to do that. You know what I mean?
Okay. But I'm saying, so you get the press releases.
Yes, I get press releases.
But from who? Is it a producer? Is it a director? Is it?
Look, it's either a producer directly or some people have an agency that they work with, right? Like, for instance, these
Big
people...
Do you have an agency that you work with?
No. Why do I need an agency? Like you said,
I'm feeling Bella.
It's you.
So,
get the fuck out of my face.
Give them.
Karabo Bapela at azania.co.
And you are like the
Azania?
The cleanest blogger.
Azania 25.
And also, you are like the cleanest person on Twitter.
Yeah, that's how I've been
you
able...
You just
that's
start
why
the discussion
ranting, yes.
and then people come
that's
in.
That's why
yeah.
my rant in the beginning...
That's Corey. How you should do it.
Don't be jealous of the fact that I've been a career boy to this point.
You're the real
doing
stuff.
This because I'm
yeah.
clean, guys.
Yeah.
I'm clean. I don't need Ooh. To know shit about that.
He doesn't let you in his bathroom.
Ima.
He's clean.
Yeah. You can't use his
he
bathroom.
So
you have
clean.
To
yeah,
take a
yeah.
dump somewhere
so,
else.
Happy birthday, Shamiso. We're going to go party now.
Are we going out right now? No, I hate my outfits. I'm going home. Shop guys, Rubies, we love you. Mwah. Send those voice notes, the videos, keep them coming.
Yeah.
We love
she
you.
Support Jackpot City.
We love you.
Isabella
Garcia.
Peace out.